This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia fired on two Ukrainian naval ships and rammed the third vessel in the Black Sea Sunday, seizing the ships and accusing them of illegally entering its territorial waters. Ukrainian officials say at least six sailors were wounded and denies doing anything wrong, accusing Russia of military aggression. Reuters' Francesca Lene.
Sunday's incident happened off the coast of Russia-annexed Crimea. Russia says the two artillery vessels and a tugboat had entered its territorial waters illegally and ignored warnings to stop with the aim of stirring up tensions. But Ukraine denies its ships had done anything wrong and accuses Russia of military aggression. Russia opened fire and several Ukrainian sailors were wounded, sparking protests in Kiev. A bilateral treaty gives both countries the right to use the Sea of Azov. It lies between them and is linked by the narrow Kerch Strait to the Black Sea. But tensions have escalated since Russia annexed Crimea in 2014, with both sides complaining of shipping delays. Sunday's incident saw Russia block off the strait with a cargo ship before seizing the vessels. A Reuters witness said Russia backed its blockade with at least two warplanes that screeched overhead.
And U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley responded to the attack.
We strongly support Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity within its internationally recognized borders, extending to its territorial waters. We express our deep concern over the incident, which represents a dangerous escalation and violation of international law. We look forward to discussing Russia's provocation under the appropriate agenda item.
UN Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley. At least 22 people were killed in separate militant attacks Monday in Somalia. In the first incident, al-Shabaab militants attacked the compound of a controversial cleric, and witnesses said a car bomb rammed into the gate, followed by insurgents who stormed the compound later. This is VOA News.